Well, big events, we just carry on with those coming towards the end, aren't we? Because last time you were here, we were looking at a big event. It is to this coming of a figure who is going to be very blasphemous and very antagonistic towards the church, towards true believers. We'll have a form of religion. And will have great titles that he will take to himself, but he is not the real thing, but he'll fool an awful lot of people. And there'll be things going on around him that people will think are really, really good, but they won't be. And because we have the Bible open, we will be able to recognize it for what it is. But worry not. Whatever length of time this particular rule lasts is not very long, because actually that is what precedes the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The thing that is actually the next big event that we're waiting for. And they don't come bigger than this. And they don't come better than this. And that is our expectation. Many have come, many have gone. Christians who thought, will this be the day? Are we the generation that will be living when he comes? And they died. No, it wasn't to be them. Maybe we will be. I don't know. The times are in God's hands, and best left there without overmuch speculation to go with it. Although, maybe, well, we have to say we're nearer now than previous generations were, and that day is hastening forward. And we're actually told, aren't we, to pray. Come, Lord Jesus, hasten that day. We want to see glory. We want to see him. We want to see all the things that make us sorrow and sigh go. Death and sickness and sadness and sin. All of the things that burden us, make us groan and long for something better. And God is going to give us something better. He's going to give us the new heavens and the new earth. So when the Son of God returns and he's going to come as the old clouds and it's going to make a trumpet and there's going to be the calling of his people from all ends of the earth, from the four corners of the wind, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Wonderful, wonderful day. And believers, really, we are just so, so looking forward to it. Shame upon us that we don't look forward to it as much as we should. Because that is the big day. We've got plenty to be getting on with in the meantime, we sure have. But we do it in the light of that. And, well, the light of that is just brighter still because of the resurrection. That's the fact, isn't it? He's been taken up in the ascension, but that wouldn't have happened unless he'd been brought back from the grave and the resurrection. So we'll save that a little bit till next Lord's Day. But there it is. And we have that expectation, and we wait, don't we? So our body of sin and all of its sickness and all of its sadness and our poor troubled minds and everything that happens there and weighs us down, relief is coming. Help is on its way. And worry not, if we're not that generation, then it's a future generation again. Whoever might be here in, 150 years' time, have to do the roof again and the pointing again and whatever else needs doing again in 150 years, this building still standing, the Lord not having returned. Maybe it'll be then. But it matters not, because if we pass away, as friends have done, haven't they, over these last 6, 7, 8 months or so from our company, they've gone to be with the Lord. They're with him now. But a greater day is coming when all God's people in a new body will be here living in the new heavens and the new earth. So we're looking forward to that. Friends, are we not? Young people, are you not? This is it. This is the next big event. And, well, next week we'll just linger a little longer on the implications of his return. But what should we do in the meantime? Well, a little bit like what we should do, given our expectation of this man of sin coming. We're preparing for that, but preparing beyond that for whatever we may be called, because we want to be found blameless and at peace with him. That's what it says in 2 Peter. We're going to be found blameless and at peace with him, that we're not carrying sin with us. We're not hiding something there that when he comes too late, you found out you're caught in possession still of sin. And you knew it was, and you never let it go, and you held on to it. Too late. And that would be sad for a believer. That would be sad. alone for a non-Christian, too late. No repentance now, too late. The day's done. So don't let that day find you out. Because it says in the Bible, it'd be like a thief in the night to those who were careless and asleep and just weren't watching, didn't believe it was ever going to happen, whatever, whatever. Don't be that person. So use the thought, the expectation to stimulate you, me, any of it here. Holy living. To getting closer to what this Bible is teaching us, what it wants us to do. Well, let's make that more and more who we are, what we want to be, what we want to do. So when that day comes, we're found in the right attitude, the right kind of things that we're doing and that we're thinking, and there's no tinge of regrets, no tinge of sadness that we should have sorted something out before that day and that we didn't. So there it is. That stimulates us, the holy living, but it keeps the edge to our joy, doesn't it? That day is going to be a wonderful day. More on that, God willing, next week.